We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
98PXY, the number one hit music station, Corey James, Breezy, and Brennan Summers from News 10 NBC. Brennan, good morning. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning. So I just have a question.
Which one?
So many
possibilities.
There's so many whenever I'm listening to you guys in the morning and I see your comments like all over Twitter. How did you end up talking about HIPAA and the rules for hospitals and patients
okay, so
and doctor's office?
We had a listener that texted into the show because they got a letter from their doctor's office saying that their doctor is leaving and that they'd be assigned a new one. And they were curious if reaching out on this person's personal Facebook was creepy. And that's when Breezy started talking about HIPAA and shouting about how it needs to protect doctors. And basically, Breezy had no idea what you were talking about.
Okay, Brennan.
And everyone called you out on it.
Brennan, listen. I'm basically the good doctor from ABC, and I did a lot of research on...
You did a Google after someone called you out.
I did extensive research on HIPAA.
This is a lie.
And, you know, I was just genuinely confused because I told an example of earlier in the pandemic. We were trying to get doctors on. We were trying to get medical professionals on the show to service the people. And I couldn't get a hold of one. I talked to one receptionist named Cheryl. She gave me a ton of attitude. She wouldn't even give me the name or the email of the doctor that I wanted to talk to. She was like, "Are you a patient?" And I was like, "No." And I was like, "I just want to talk to him." She wouldn't give me the information.
We had someone else text in who had worked in a doctor's office saying that patients reach out to doctors all the time, or just anyone, all of the time. Always want to talk to the doctor. Spoiler alert, doctors are really busy, so they can't just like jump on the phone.
So Brennan, you can see where my confusion may lie with the HIPAA laws for doctors.
So Breezy thought, well, maybe with HIPAA laws, they're not allowed to tell me. No, that's not how it works.
So for everyone that knows, like HIPAA is basically the fancy abbreviation for conversations between you and your doctor and what people can share about you and your record.
Doctor-patient confidentiality, right?
Yeah, there are rules for releasing certain stuff over the phone because they're, you know, scammers or
who knows,
or just having,
right,
like a friend or something to ask. Yeah, and, you know, to bring this back to, you know, what we've been through with the pandemic and everything, and I know we've talked a lot about schools, and this is why it got frustrating for a lot of people when we first started seeing cases about they couldn't tell you so-and-so patient X lives on, you know, Avenue A or
Ridge
Road.
Well, the first person that passed away, we learned so much about them because the family shared that information.
Yeah. And it's not like a family can, like, turn around and tell a doctor, go ahead and share this. Like, a lot of it has to come from someone. And it's, you know, we hear a lot at the press conferences from Dr. Mike Mendoza where they're like, you know, we can say that something is a district employee, but it's, you can't say, like, can you say teacher? Can you say what grade?
Right.
And it's just because it's, even though there are hundreds of possibilities, if you say a patient lives on Ridge Road, think of all the houses.
Yeah.
And but it's still like it's you don't want to get into that part of, you know, muddying the water and figuring that out. And that will be interesting, something to watch when school starts, they're going to say, we have a patient at said school. And they probably won't be able to tell us whether it be a student or something like that. We've heard something from day campers, but it's very general.
Without a doubt. But just for clarification, once again, Breezy had absolutely no idea what she's talking about.
Okay.
I don't know, guys. I don't know.
Listen,
I don't know.
I ran into that whenever I was, you know, I went to school for journalism and they teach you about HIPAA. And it's like, you know, if you're filming outside of a doctor's office, don't point towards a window, even though you're on a sidewalk and you can film whatever you want. and it's just like it's just playing it safe, and it's to protect everybody's privacy of what you're talking about with your doctor, and
right.
No one else has the right to get that.
Yeah, but Breezy's pushing for doctors to also have anonymity of no one knowing where they are. Apparently,
Brennan, before we move on to the bigger and better things,
just
to clarify with you, because someone on the text line at 585-222-9800 is trying to challenge me on the fact that HIPAA does not stand for Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act.
It's challenging Google, not challenging you. You just write it off Google.
Well, they're challenging me because I was the messenger. Brennan, can you confirm nor deny?
Full disclosure, like, I couldn't tell you what it stands for.
Oh, jeez. Well,
sorry.
I'm going to trust the research that
like
I put in.
Say it on. Usually we just, because not everyone knows what HIPAA is, like, either do or you don't. So usually we just say, you know, like,
and I do.
Like, health rules keep us from sharing the so-and-so's information
right.
with, like, if we're writing a story or something.
Someone was saying that the I stood for information instead of insurance, which usually could be true, but based on my research, simply false.
When you Googled, it's not what popped up.
Yeah.
That's not what Kaora said or whatever.
If you're using Google, I trust you. If you were using Bing, I might say, I don't know.
I understand.
If she was using Bing, she would have somehow stumbled onto some sort of adult site because that's what happened.
Ew, Corey, you're sick. Now I know what you do on Wednesday nights. Anyways, let's move on to the hard-hitting news. We call every day an adventure with you because you're the captain of our news ship.
Yeah. Brennan, do you, Captain Brennan, sit there in the newsroom or at home eagerly awaiting the new list of states that will be on the travel advisory? We're up to 31 now. Wow.
Yeah, and it's last week it was like nearly half the country, and now we're more than half the country. And it is just, we can't just run through the list. It's just getting hard to pinpoint. Like, basically, you know, you can't go to Disney. You might go somewhere in the Northeast, and then it's kind of hit or miss throughout the Midwest and the West Coast. And it's 31 states, and just one had gotten swapped. They added several more, and this is what we're going to hit a point where it's just what isn't on the list versus who is when it comes to travel advisory. And it's getting updated every Tuesday when they look at the numbers, Governor Cuomo's team, and it's been that way for a while. I mean, I think just twice we've had like single states dropped off of it.
What's Delaware's deal? Delaware's a real wild card. You never know which way it's going to go.
Yeah, that was dropped off last week, and now we have the new list out, and oddly enough, we've heard some people who have planned trips and like sitting around like crossing fingers of saying, I was hoping to go to West Virginia, and now I know that I can take my trip. And others saying,
yeah, but no.
Oh, I'm still holding off on that trip to Houston or to Tampa, thinking that things might improve. And it's literally week to week. So depending on when your flight is or when your family's trip is or if you're trying to take your kid to college, there's a lot to follow here in the coming weeks.
Yeah, that's tricky. That is tough for sure.
And I need to go ahead and get
dime.
Real quick, I need to get this out of the way because we have heard, because Governor Cuomo went to Savannah, Georgia this week, which is one of the affected states. We got a lot of questions, people saying, why hasn't he quarantined or does he have to when he gets back? The governor says that he's considered essential, and also there is a loophole that you have 24 hours. So if you're doing a short trip, a layover, driving and stopping at rest stops, that's kind of a wiggle room to get out of that where you don't have to quarantine and you just have to check yourself and watch for symptoms.
Really?
Yeah. And it's the same for essential workers. So, you know, we've heard about truck drivers who are, you know, maybe they deliver to Wegmans or Tops, or if somebody's got to travel for business.
Or the traveling nurses.
Yeah, maybe it's a traveling nurse or a doctor. Yeah, they have exemptions too where they've got to come back in. You know, they still have to stay in contact with their own physicians and watch themselves. But the two-week quarantine that applies now to regular people from 31 states, that's strict.
All right. Well, there we have it for that.
I could just imagine, too, like going somewhere, and if you're there for more than a week, I mean, you're rolling the dice of it going back on the list, and then you're kind of screwed.
Yeah, and it's just, I mean, what are you doing if you're, like, what are your plans, like, if you're traveling somewhere and doing something now? I know people just want to see family, hang out. I get that. But in terms of vacation, like, I mean, things aren't that much different than whenever you drive around or you're planning to go to a restaurant or something mm-hmm. here or wearing a mask. Like, it's, you're not getting into sporting events for the most part. You're not going to movies or concerts. It's sure. literally just to sit at the beach, really.
Right. Or to mm-hmm. see sure. people. That's fair.
Brendan, we talked about it earlier in the feed about how a lot of parents are looking into private schools versus public schools because there's a less volume of kids and
the likelihood that they're going to be in class.
Right. They
higher.
Have more plans in place when it comes to the educational plan. Let's switch gears to the Rochester City School District and what rules they're planning on following come the fall here.
Yeah, so it's safe to say that we should preface all of this by everything is an initial plan, but there right. are plans coming out, groups releasing documents, that, you know, probably shorter, but it contains the generic things you would expect about how testing will work, et cetera. And from each district, it's safe to say all of them are considering in-person, online, or a combination of the two. And it's coming up with a plan for each of those scenarios, maybe for part of the school year or part of the week. And then when they submit their plans by the end of this month and they get the final okay from whatever works from governor's team, then they'll send out, you know, we're looking at the second week of August where we will get the final blueprints of how this is all going to work. But it's shaping up. I mean, they're figuring out what they can put on a school bus to get kids to and from class, how many rooms they need to set aside for someone who comes to school and all of a sudden they've got a temperature at 10 in the morning. When they didn't have one at 7 when they got there, and what are you doing until the parent comes and picks them up? And that's just everything that they're trying to come up with. And we did hear from Dr. Leslie Meyer-Small, the new superintendent for Rochester. How about that for your first year to
bless
come in?
Bless her heart. Seriously. Take over good
during,
God.
During a budget crisis and a health crisis.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we talked to them about how they're going to have the right training in place, the right people on site to enforce the mandates and the rules to make sure that everyone's doing that. And mask is an obvious thing that you'll be able to see and actually feel whenever you go on the campus. And that's just part of the growing list of things they'll be checking.
Sure.
And Dade thought he had it bad. What a joke.
Brennan Summers from News 10 NBC on this right now. For your good question, Brennan, you looked into the rules for school buses. This is certainly, again, a big thing that parents are focused on. I mean, to get the kids into the school, need to have the buses running. What did you find out?
So there's an issue, a side of this, that is the routes and the timing, which we can't even get into right now, which is just everyone is still encouraged, if they can, to walk to school or for parents to get their kids to school if they can. But on buses themselves, everyone will have to wear a mask, and there is a medical exemption. Like if you've got a kid who has breathing issues or something, they don't have to wear a mask, and that is something that we've heard from the general public mask order as well, and you've probably seen that people out who aren't wearing them, who legitimately have a medical issue. They'll be put off to them sides, but everyone else, if you have a son or a daughter, they can sit next to a sibling on the bus wearing a mask. They can sit next to a cousin who might live with you, but they can't sit next to a best friend, and that's what they're going to have to space out on buses. Kids will have to be as close to 6 feet apart as they can. There won't be hand sanitizer stations on the bus, which I thought was interesting, and that's because of a combustibility concern and a liability concern,
which is, and
bus drivers and attendants won't be able to bring their own bottles of sanitizer, which is another interesting thing for the same reason. But you're getting kids to school, and that's just the first step of figuring out how to make this work.
Right, for sure.
This is the biggest story I think that's on the website right now.
Are you going to ask what I think you're going to ask?
I think. Let's talk about, there's a famous baby on the website right now.
Yeah. Went for a first swim.
I think she's modeling a new swimsuit that she might have, or maybe, yeah.
I've heard of such things. Yes. If you go to, WHUC.com, there's a picture of my baby Brooke. This is, you know, everyone's been out enjoying some pool time. It's been so hot. Of course, today is not great for getting out. There's going to be storms and rain. Same thing tomorrow. But we put our baby girl, 3.5 months, in a pool last weekend at my in-laws. And we said, if you go there and watch the video, we put her down in it, and she just stared. Like, just didn't love it, didn't hate it. It was just like, what am I doing here?
She was probably confused.
Why are we doing
so
this?
One of the most mind-blowing things when you have young children like that is that when they experience firsts, to wrap your brain around that of like, no, no, this is the first time she has ever seen this thing. This is the first time she's ever been in this thing. Like, what the hell is this? I can understand the confusion. Just imagine you stumbled across something, and for babies, you stumble across things every day that you have no idea what they are. I can understand why there would be that reaction.
Everything is a first.
Yep.
And it's always like, this is as big as she's been.
Yep.
This is the smallest she's ever going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, we've never put her in a pool like before, like set her down in it. And she loves bath time, which kids, that's great. But yeah, we held her there for a couple minutes and was like, okay, well, I guess
she was probably confused.
You back out of your bathing suit and out of your waterproof diaper and put you back in everything else.
She was probably confused. Like, well, why not? Why, wait, hold on. I'm in water. All right. This wet stuff, I know that. But why you guys are supposed to be putting soap and stuff on me? What's happening?
You mentioned that, and Corey, you've dealt with this. Like, just when your kid just stares at you, just kind of like deadpan, and
yep.
just like, where you're like, okay, well, what are we supposed to do for the next 5 hours this afternoon as we stare at each other?
And, yeah, yeah.
And you're worried, like, are you getting enough stimulation? Am I doing the right thing? Or are you gonna like, oh my gosh, other people's babies are flipping over three times, mine's only doing it twice.
Yeah.
And it's just, you just get yourself in a rabbit hole.
And
she is so cute, it hurts, in your
mind, swimming was going to be like a two-hour activity, and it lasted for 1 minute.
Right. Brendan, well, did you get in the pool with her? It was so hot. I mean.
I didn't. I was on keeping my iPhone out of the water duty as I get
sure.
the video. Because that's the other thing, and it's the first time for everything. It's like, oh, we got to have a video of this. We've got to have
right.
pictures of it.
So cute.
And we were hoping she'd get in there and, like, she'd start kicking her legs. And it's, I mean, literally, like, go watch the video. And she just put her down and she just barely moves and just stands there.
Adorable.
Like, not impressed at
definitely,
all.
Definitely check out that video, whec.com. Brennan,
again, the hottest news story on the website right now.
Any other news stories we need to know about this morning?
I will say one final thing, that no fan still – at pro sports, or it looks like college sports this fall, too. They're doing all the work on the new dome at Syracuse, but Cuomo's team said yesterday, as it stands now, you can watch your favorite college teams on TV.
Hopefully.
And that's what we're watching.
Got it. All right. Brennan Summer, soon you said NBC. We'll check back with you tomorrow.
See ya.
All right,
bye, Brennan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.